Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're making our way through this season, this beautiful, beautiful season of the church year between the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ and the celebration of Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the gift, the advocate. And so one of the things the church is doing in her wisdom, as she always does, guiding us through the story of who we are, the truth about what Christ has done, what he's teaching to us. Particularly, we see it each day in the Mass. We have these days readings from the Acts of the Apostles, the kingdom and the movement of the Holy Spirit going forward. Today talks about St. Paul and his famous preaching he gave at the Areopagus. We might get to that today, but it's worth reading. I wanted to bring it up so that you'd really take some time to read it and just ask the Holy Spirit to help you see it. You see Paul's strategy trying to speak to a world, a Greek world, that had a very different worldview than the one that he was bringing, and he was trying to communicate to them in ways that they could understand, kind of like going through their door in order to bring them out his door. Speak a language they get, make some comparisons. But I really want to focus again today on the gospel, which I did yesterday. And if you haven't had a chance to tune into the programs this week, I encourage you to go to our website at renewalministry.net. You can find the programs there. And then also you can go to Ave Maria Radio. It's there as well. So today is a continuation of the conversation, that beautiful section in John's Gospel, the Last Supper discourse of Jesus. We could spend an entire year just going over it again and again and again. It's so rich and so deep. It's not just us listening to what happened historically with the apostles, but this is a living word for right now, for today, for you and for me, and for anybody who takes up the word of God. Because what Jesus is saying here to the apostles is precisely what he says to each and every one of us, a whole new reality, not just a sharing of some ideas or things he wanted to say to encourage them just for that moment in time, but he's revealing, unveiling, he's teaching, he's telling us about the mission of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit now until he comes again in glory. And the church is that body of people in the world, weak and broken people, sinful people like you and me, broken, living by God's grace, having our sins forgiven, growing in strength each day, you know, one step at a time, but children of God knowing we're part of the story of the King and the mission of the King. And at the heart of that mission is all that Jesus did was the life taking on human flesh, having the Holy Spirit, being filled with the Holy Spirit. Remember Jesus as he began his mission after he'd been baptized, you know, in the Jordan, and there was a manifestation of the Father, Son, and Jesus and the Holy Spirit present. And God the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." He leaves the Jordan and he enters into the desert and he goes mano a mano, battling Satan, our great enemy. And basically he said, it's on, the battle's on. And Jesus is coming after him because he's going to break the back of the demonic forces that are present in the world. And then he goes from the desert back to his hometown in Nazareth, and he stands in the synagogue. He gets up and he reads the Torah portion at the synagogue service, which is from Isaiah, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." It's a messianic passage. He's the one, he's saying, it's fulfilled in your hearing, you know, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim liberty to captives, to obtain sight for the blind, and to announce the year of the Lord's favor," which is the Jubilee year and the removal of debts. And there's just so much richness there. But then Jesus sets that scroll down, as I said, and said, today, he's talking to Jewish men in the synagogue, today, this Isaiah prophecy, which you've heard for generations, is fulfilled in your hearing. Jesus is saying, I am the one who's filled with the Holy Spirit. And so the gospel reading today is at the end of Jesus's, you know, 3 years with the apostles and his mission. He's about to go into what we looked at so deeply, prayerfully, and walked with him through in the Triduum and his death on the cross, the great culmination of the battle. And prior to that, he's helping them understand what his plan is and why he's doing what he's going to do. He's preparing them for it so that they're not confused And even though he knows they're going to get rattled, there's going to be enough there for them to kind of hang on and trust him to receive all that he plans to do in the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. So here's a simple section, a continuation of John 16, beginning in verse 12. Jesus said to the disciples, "I have much more to tell you, but you cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth." Just that verse, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. Chewing on that one verse, we would all benefit from it so much if we did that for the next month. Jesus is the way and the truth and the life. We don't actually believe this, human beings. We're tempted, we're seduced into believing that we somehow have a grip on the truth. We grasp the truth, or that we see it, or that we have a power within ourselves as free human beings to determine for ourselves what the truth is. Well, it's one of the biggest deceptions on the planet. Human beings are born into a battle against the kingdom of darkness. And the ruler of this world, again, which the, you know, maybe a majority of the people in the world don't believe in it, certainly the kings of the earth, so to speak, today, the masters of the universe, many of them don't believe in demonic power, in satanic power, or Satan himself, or the Antichrist and Antichrist spirits, things like that. They just don't believe it. Even people in the church, you know, call themselves Catholic, even men with collars, some would deny the existence of Satan, personification, that really an evil fallen angel. But it is true. And what he is he's a deceiver. He's a liar. Jesus said he's a murderer and that there's no truth in him. The most important truth any human being could ever know is not simply accessible by natural means. There's a lot of truth we can come to through nature, through reasoning, but to understand the full show of what, you know, the full reality of what's going on, the drama that's in the world, the reality of the kingdom, and what Jesus had said when he appeared to Paul, and he said, "I'm going to be sending you now. Here's your mission, Paul, to lead people from darkness to light and from Satan to God." People don't like to hear this, but this is the truth. The human race is fallen in darkness, and the source of that darkness is demonic power. And the manipulation of the power of sin and death over the lives of fallen human beings born in original sin. That's a fact. But here's what Jesus said. How is he going to help? How are human beings ever going to come into the light, come out of that darkness? How does it happen? It happens not simply by us saying, "Oh, okay, Jesus came. I got to get my act together, so I'm going to, you know, just focus on every day being a good person." That's not a bad idea, but it's not enough. What we have been given by the Lord and what we need and the way we can literally come into truth is not only just relying on our determination and will to behave or to work harder. What we need to do and to hear Jesus is to say, "The Spirit of truth is coming, the third person of the Trinity, who's going to dwell in me, and I have a relationship with, and he's going to cleanse my mind, and he's going to take the word of God, he's going to wash my mind, he's going to bring renewal and purification to me, and I'm going to be able to see things differently because I don't see the truth, and I'm not the originator of the truth in my life." And the brightest scientists in the world, the greatest philosophers in the world, they don't have the fullness of truth. Jesus Christ is the truth, and he reveals it even to the least through the gift of the Holy Spirit. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you to all truth. Christianity, at the core of it, is a revelation of the truth about the things that matter most. truth about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Truth about the origin of the human race, of the dignity of human beings, who we are. The truth about our fundamental condition, our fallen condition, our need for salvation, and the great plan of rescue and salvation that the Father has in store for us. And Jesus is giving it here. And he said, the Spirit that I send will not speak on his own, but he will speak what he hears and will declare to you the things that are coming. He will speak what he hears from the Lord and from the Father. Jesus is not just about giving us added books to the Bible, or he's not just sending us periodic books and letters for us to read and contemplate. He has come to live in us. And even the simplest among us, even the most uneducated, even the one who has had limited opportunity and suffered and struggled in life, can be wise, can be living the truth, walking in the truth, and coming fully into the light. And with that truth comes freedom. Freedom to be, essentially freedom to live the truth. And it's God's truth. It's not my truth. One of the things we have to be careful for, friends, in this world, you know, the Lord does love what he created. He's given us this beautiful world that we have. And we can spend a lot of time thinking about how we want to be satisfied with this world, how we want to be entertained by this world, how we want it to be comforted and fascinated by it. And some of that is really good. And our prayer can be like, Lord, essentially, can I have more of this? You know, Lord, I pray for this new house we want, or this vacation we're going on, or these investments I'm making, or whatever, because we want to experience God's blessing in this world. But we have to be careful. The Holy Spirit will lead us to all truth and say, that's not where the gold is. Those things are fine. But again, go back to what we talked about Philip Neri on Monday. If you want the pure gold, and if you want the fullness, follow the saints as they follow Christ, the apostles, and as they follow Christ. They found the treasure that's hidden in the field, and they are living at another level, not because they were born that way. They were born again that way. They were born again in baptism, and they pursued it, the treasure. And so the apostles are hearing Jesus saying, the Holy Spirit's going to declare to you what I want you to know. And he said, the Holy Spirit will come and glorify me, because he will take from what is mine and he'll declare it to you. The Holy Spirit will come and reveal Jesus to you, to reveal Jesus' plan, who you are, who God made you to be, how Jesus is working in your life. And Jesus is glorified because the Spirit is, you might say, speaking and moving in such a way and empowering God's people that vindicates everything Jesus said about who he is and God's plan and purpose. And the Holy Spirit will reveal everything that the Father, he said, everything that the Father has is mine, said Jesus. For this reason, I told you that he will take what is mine and he'll declare it to you. So the life between the Father and the Son from all eternity is given to us. Friends, cry out for more of the Holy Spirit and open your heart that you can walk in the fullness of the sons and daughters of God. God bless.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.